always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Lebanon's health ministry says 490 people were killed in air attacks. Israel warned residents in the south and east to evacuate as it targets the militant group Hezbollah. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Tel Aviv.
Israel's government is warning civilians to flee from buildings used by the U.S.-designated terror group.
It placed rockets in your living rooms and missiles in your garage. Those rockets and missiles are aimed directly at our cities, directly at our citizens.
By the many thousands, Lebanese motorists clogged the highways to escape. Hezbollah exchanged fire of its own, albeit a fraction of the Israeli onslaught. There were no reports of Israeli deaths. Some rockets struck around the northern Israeli city of Haifa.
A detention hearing was held for the man suspected of trying to assassinate former President Donald Trump while he was golfing last week. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez was in the courtroom when a judge ordered him held without bond until his trial, as prosecutors wanted.
They painted the picture of someone who seemed determined to try to carry this out. And in fact, they said that had that agent not spotted the gunman, regardless of who it was, that the president was maybe 12 to 15 minutes from coming to that sixth hole there and being right in the line of sight of the rifle.
California's attorney general has sued ExxonMobil, claiming the company misled the public about its plastics recycling.
Exxon responded to the lawsuit in a statement calling California's recycling system ineffective and blaming state officials here. The company also doubled down and said that its advanced recycling process does work.
CBS's Ben Tracy reporting. A federal judge will hear a plan to shut down Alex Jones's InfoWars Tuesday. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
Alex Jones's court-appointed bankruptcy trustee Christopher Murray indicating in late June he intended to conduct an orderly wind-down of the operations of the InfoWars parent company and liquidate its inventory. Proceeds would go to the relatives of the Sandy Hook shooting victims who won $1.5 billion in defamation judgments against Jones over his lies that the massacre was a hoax.
The U.S. Commerce Department is proposing a regulation that will ban Chinese hardware and software from connected vehicles because of national security concerns. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve has the details.
U.S. automakers say they support the national security interests of this measure, but point out there are very few components in those critical systems that currently come from China.
John hit Mexico's southern Pacific coast as a Category 3 hurricane. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More school threats. A 12-year-old girl all the way in Arizona was taken into police custody for making a threat to Milwaukee schools. Milwaukee police were investigating the threat and ended up tracking the IP address to her home in Buckeye, Arizona. She's now facing felony charges, including making a terroristic threat. You'll remember last week we reported that the State Department of Justice is asking parents to talk to your kids about these threats and make sure they understand how serious they are. The Trump campaign announced Sunday that they are launching a Wisconsin bus tour that will run from September 23rd to September 25th. The bus tour consists of 9 stops ending in Waukesha. The tour will feature former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy and RNC committee co-chair Laura Trump at the last stop in Waukesha. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
Maybe a change of scenery can be good for some guys. And I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it. I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is I've never seen something like that.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies. There may be a couple of sprinkles. Otherwise, daybreak temperatures in the mid-40s or winds light. On Tuesday, skies turning mostly sunny. We'll top out near 70 degrees. Right now, it's 55.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Kristen Wolf returns from Democrats Abroad. If you live overseas, your vote counts too. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The second hour of our program, and the Federal Trade Commission, this is the Biden-Harris administration, and they are going after the big drug companies. This is actually a pretty amazing thing. You've heard of these things called pharmacy benefit managers, and basically what they are middlemen. You know, they insert themselves between the pharmaceutical manufacturer and the wholesale purchaser, you know, the big drug chains, for example. And it used to be that the pharmacy benefit managers were actually independent companies or individual, in some cases even independent individuals, who played this role. And, you know, and they were supposed to help, you know, coordinate and figure out, you know, where can we get the best prices. And this it particularly came along when in the early days of the generic drug movement back, you know, 30 years ago or thereabouts. But A, they no longer really serve any useful purpose, at least that I can tell. I mean, you know, educate me if I'm wrong here. And B, they take a hell of a lot of money and put it in their own pockets. And so what happened was that the big companies started buying out the pharmacy benefit managers, because the pharmacy benefit manager, it was an incredible con. You know, it was just like, hey, you know, we're just going to skim money off the top here. Okay, so there's, you know, so the big drug companies and the insurance companies are like, well, hey, let's get into the action. CVS bought Caremark, which is a pharmacy benefit manager. Cigna Express Scripts is now a pharmacy benefit manager. United Health Group's Optum Rx is now its own pharmacy benefits manager, pharmaceuticals benefits manager. So this is what the deputy director of the Federal Trade Commission's Bureau of Competition said, and I quote, "Millions of Americans with diabetes need insulin to survive, yet for many of these vulnerable patients, their insulin drug costs have skyrocketed over the past decade, thanks in part to powerful PBMs and their greed." That's pharmacy benefit managers. Caremark, ESI, and Optum as medication gatekeepers have extracted millions of dollars off the backs of patients who need life-saving medications. The FTC's administrative action seeks to put an end to the big three PBM's exploitative conduct and marks an important step in fixing a broken system, a fix that could ripple beyond the insulin market and restore healthy competition to drive down drug prices for consumers. Now, it's important to understand what's going on here. Insulin, for example, the price of insulin since 1999, in other words, the last 25 years, has gone up 1,200%, 1,200% increase in the price of insulin. And, this Emma Freer, a senior policy analyst for healthcare at the American Economic Liberties Project, says, while PBMs bear much of the blame, the Federal Trade Commission is right to also put brand name manufacturers like Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, and Sanofi on notice for their role in this crisis. And then the New York Times notes, Quote, some Republicans in Congress have proposed curbing some of the benefit managers' business practices, but other top Republicans have defended the PBMs and say the FTC is overreaching. Right. So, you know, here's what's going on. With unregulated capitalism, number one, you end up with monopolies, so you no longer have competition. So you end up with these giant corporations that basically control everything. Again, it's sort of like, you know, the world that Charles Dickens described in Christmas Carol, where you end up with, you know, most of life being dominated by massive corporations. Back then it was the East India Company and companies associated with them. You still have some small entrepreneurs like Ebenezer Scrooge with his one employee company, his two-man company. But, you know, they're kind of few and far between, and most people are just broke and exploited, mercilessly exploited by these big companies. And, you know, now we've got these giant corporations that have just been screwing us. This is unregulated capitalism, or in this case, deregulated capitalism. And the answer to it is to regulate capitalism, is for government to get in on the to play a role in this thing. And to say, you know, we're going to make things work for you. We're going to make it possible for you to buy insulin at a reasonable price. And still allow the companies to make a profit, just not price gouge. This is why this whole Reagan, libertarian, it's basically been the Republican idea since the 1980s. David Koch ran for vice president of the United States on the libertarian ticket in 1980 on this platform. But basically, strip all government functions, let big corporations and billionaires run America. And that's still where the Republican Party is at. And this Federal Trade Commission action is just a brilliant, perfect example of how government can function in ways that do save the middle class, do save working people. Meanwhile, speaking of government, over 10,000 books have been banned from U.S. public schools last year and this year. 10,000. I guess I need to, like, drop the F word into a couple of my books or something, you know, to get them banned. I don't know what it's going to take. But I joke. I mean, this is serious. PEN America suggested that bans on books nearly tripled nationwide. Last year, there was only 3,300 books banned, 3,362. Now it's more than 10,000, including Roots, Alex Haley's book, Roots, The Saga of an American Family, which describes the journey of an enslaved person from Africa to the United States. And James Baldwin's Go Tell It to the Mountain have now been banned in Republican state after Republican state. What does this tell you? It tells me that Republicans are afraid of ideas, that Republicans are afraid of real history, that Republicans don't want young people, because we're talking about students here, don't want young people to understand the true history of America, because if young people understood the true history of America, they would figure out that these positions, these policy positions Republicans are taking, are designed to maintain this old type of, you know, kind of weird something or other. I mean, you know, it's this old type of I don't know, you know, this is a racial class structure or whatever. But 10,000 books. I mean, this is grim news also. And finally, Liz Cheney. Let me just finish, you know, my rant on the banned books. This is not something that free societies do. I mean, this has only been going on for the last couple of years. This is something that Donald Trump and the people associated with him, these you know, so-called Moms for Liberty and the libs of TikTok. This is the kind of thing that reactionary, in my opinion, neo-fascist groups and individuals have brought to us in an attempt to seize political power and cultural power. These are ultimately political acts by people who think that they know what's best for us. They know how we should all live. They know what we should all be doing. And they do not want the rest of us to have, you know, basically you know, the rights that we've had for a long, long time. They want to control. They want to control what we hear. They want to control what we read. They want to control what we see on television and on the internet. They basically want to control every aspect of our lives. They want to put women back in the bedroom and in the kitchen. They want to put minorities, you know, back into third class status, into what Donald Trump refers to as black jobs. We all know what he's talking about there. He's talking about entry level jobs, low paid jobs. They want to keep minorities in those so-called black jobs. They want to keep young people in a state of just kind of semi-blissful ignorance in the hopes that they'll grow up to be good white supremacist, racist, neo-fascist Christians like them. I mean, let's be very clear about what's going on here. These efforts to ban books, these efforts to ban speech, these efforts to force right-wing speech into college campuses and high schools, these efforts to rid the nation of unionized teachers and professional teachers. We now have states like in Florida where you don't have to have any teaching credential at all to end up teaching students under some circumstances. That's what this is all about. Let's be very, very clear.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship.
This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax.
Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called a King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. What happens when you're the NOK, you know, N-O-K, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, and all that, particularly while grieving a loss. And if something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you have a NOK box, a next of kin box, N-O-K. The NOK box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. If you have a household, you need a NOK box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, finances, account passwords, plans for your pets, your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 18% off any kit. These are exclusively available at knockbox.com. Excuse me, the knockbox.com. T-H-E-N-O-K-B-O-X. That's the, T-H-E, the knockbox.com. Just go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM to get organized and save 18%. Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour, and Liz Cheney is looking at this political reality of, you know, the increasingly it's looking like this is going to be a blowout election. I mean, you just look at the early polling numbers. Early voting started yesterday, or last Friday, rather, in several states, I believe in three states. And my recollection, fact check me on this, I'm doing this from memory, but because this is what I saw on TV on Friday. Was they were reporting for Virginia, I believe, and they said that the early voting was three times what it was 4 years ago at this point. So that suggests it's going to be a major, you know, blowout election. And so, which raises the question, if Trump loses big, if Trump goes down the way Barry Goldwater went down in 1964, is that going to be the end of the Trump MAGA faction of the Republican Party, or will they be able to hang on and control the Republican Party? Keep in mind, the co-chair of the RNC right now is Lara Trump, is Donald Trump's daughter-in-law. So, you know, he's got his people in the RNC. He's got his, in large part, so that he can extract money from it to pay for his legal fees and things like that. But, you know, the question, Will the Republican Party survive intact? And Liz Cheney was asked about this over the weekend, and, you know, who used to be the congresswoman from Wyoming. She used to be the number three person in the House of Representatives in the GOP. And this is what she had to say. She said, and I quote, "Whether it's organizing a new party, look, it's hard for me to see how the Republican Party, given what it has done, can make the argument convincingly or credibly that people ought to vote for Republican candidates until it really recognizes what it's done. There is certainly going to be a big shift, I think, in how our politics works. I don't know exactly what that will look like. I don't think it'll just simply be, well, the Republican Party is going to put up a whole new slate of candidates and off to the races. I think far too much has happened that's too damaging." I find this an absolutely fascinating analysis by Liz Cheney. Because my position has been that the Republican Party is going to just keep on keeping on.
the way they did after the 64 Goldwater defeat. I mean, you know, basically what that did is it set up the 1968 Nixon victory. And what did the Republican Party do after Goldwater went down? Nixon came out and said, I'm the moderate. I'm the guy in the middle. I was the vice president to Dwight Eisenhower. You know me. You can trust me. You know, we expanded unions in the United States. We expanded Social Security. We built the interstate highway system. We put America back on track. You can trust me. You can elect me. And people did in 1968. They elected Richard Nixon over Hubert Humphrey. Now, in part, it had to do with Richard Nixon also lying through his teeth, saying, by the way, I have this secret plan to end the war in Vietnam, when, in fact, LBJ had already, you know, cut a deal with the Vietnamese, both North and South, to end the war in Vietnam. He did this in July or August of 1968, and Nixon blew it up in September as soon as he learned about it. This was supposed to be LBJ's, you know, Hubert Humphrey's October surprise. It became Nixon's October surprise. But the bottom line is that the party basically said, okay, we had this crazy guy, Barry Goldwater, at the top of the ticket. He's gone, and his crazy stuff has gone with him. And we're going to go back to normal. And they actually won the election the next cycle around, four years later. I think Liz Cheney is wrong. She says, by the way, this is interesting. You know, Liz Cheney may be going through some kind of a conversion experience here. When she gave this talk over the weekend in Wisconsin, she was at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison, Wisconsin. On the other side of the same town, Madison, Wisconsin, Kamala Harris was speaking at a rally. So somebody asked Liz Cheney, hey, you know, you're in town with Kamala Harris. Have you talked to her? And she said, and I quote, I have spoken to Vice President Harris. Look, I'm going to do everything I can because I think it's so important to stay. It's so important. So stay tuned. We had a very good discussion, and I believe that she knows this coalition that's coming together to support her is such a broad one and such an unusual one. Well, yeah, that's an understatement. But my guess is that what we're going to see is the Republican Party start shedding its MAGA faction, as it were. And you know, the question is, are they going to get rid of the MAGA billionaires? I mean, that's the one thing that could kind of hold this in place, the MAGA slash libertarian billionaires, who are big funders. I mean, you know, the MAGA movement and Trump would not even work without them. So how's this going to play out? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But I think it's fascinating. So anyway, 27 minutes past the hour. What say you? And just a reminder, you know, internet gods willing and Congress. Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us in the third hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. Pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. Thousands are fleeing their homes in Lebanon after Israel warned of more airstrikes attacking the militant group Hezbollah. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Israel's war is not with you. It's with Hezbollah. For too long, Hezbollah has been using you as human shields. It placed rockets in your living rooms and missiles in your garage.
The suspect in an apparent assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump was in court Monday. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez was also there.
The attempted assassination on a political figure, if the grand jury decides to go that route, well, the maximum sentence there is life in prison.
The U.S. wants to ban Chinese hardware and software from connected cars. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Those systems utilize cameras and microphones, GPS tracking, things that could be a wealth of information for a hacker to want to access.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The UW system has reversed course. Last week, System President Jay Rothman announced they would no longer be releasing campus-level enrollment data. For example, UW-Stevens Point enrollment data would include students at Marshfield and Wausau campuses. After backlash, they reversed that decision. Meanwhile, UW-Superior is set to get a floating classroom. Here's James Kelly.
The University of Wisconsin-Superior is nearly ready to unveil their floating classroom and research vessel. According to school officials, the project has been in the works for over a year and is now in its final stages before opening its doors for student use. The vessel will be called the Sadie Ann, and it will support programs for researchers, university students, and even K-12 students. The floating classroom is currently being built in Louisiana, but will sail up to Lake Superior once it meets Coast Guard requirements.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Zendaya says she's not sure if fame is for her. The two-time Emmy and Golden Globe winner says for some people, the power that comes from fame is part of the draw. And I don't know if that's for me, she said before yelling at her assistant that her water is not room temp. Just kidding. My advice to the star of Dune 2 before she throws it all away to become a regular schlub like the rest of us, try fame for another 10 to 20 years, save your money, and if you still don't like it, then walk away. Part 2 is not even in theaters yet, but director Ridley Scott is already talking about Gladiator 3. Scott says the way Gladiator 2 ends is very similar to Godfather 2, where Michael Corleone finds himself with a job he didn't want. So Scott says he has been kicking ideas around for Part 3. Scott told Premiere Magazine recently that Gladiator 2 is one of the best films he's ever made. The film stars Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Pedro Pascal, and Denzel Washington, and hits theaters November 22nd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies. There may be a couple of sprinkles. Otherwise, daybreak temperatures in the mid-40s are winds light. On Tuesday, skies turning mostly sunny. We'll top out near 70 degrees. Right now, it's 55.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic
on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Milwaukee entertainment critic Matt Miller, and I welcome Deanna Donaldson, president of the Warrens Wisconsin Cranberry Festival, but you can just call her El Presidente.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Said that Nixon came out of the ashes of Barry Goldwater. And I need to correct you a little bit. I've been reading David Korn's book, American Psychosis. It is an eye-opener. It is a hair-raiser of a book. Mm-hmm. And it said that out of the ashes of Goldwater came Reagan. Reagan in California in 66.
Rich, oh, that's true.
Rich extremists decided to basically anoint Reagan as the new standard bearer of extremism. And that's how he got elected in 1966 as governor. He has the complete MAGA line all the way down to coining it in 1980. But back in 1966, he was a pawn. He loved the Birchers Society. He just didn't publicly avow them.
That's right.
All he had was hair better than you or I have, a smile better than you or I have, and it can deliver a line right. far better than you or I have.
Yeah, his ability to memorize lines was exceptional. Yeah.
Would buy it.
Yeah, no, I got it. By the way, we can't use that kind of language on the air. My apologies to anybody who might be offended. Fred, I got to move along now. I'm sorry. Yeah. Doug in Traverse City, Michigan. Hey, Doug, what's on your mind today?
Hey, nice to talk to you, Tom. The story about Tim Walz working on his carburetor and all that, I have a...
Isn't that a hoot?
Yeah, it's great. Well, I have a great story about a Tim Walz encounter. My kids, all three kids, raised in really great public schools in Grand Rapids. And just... Tim Walz just reminds me a lot of the teachers they had. My middle one is 26 now. He works for the state of Michigan, for that woman from Michigan who we all love, of course. But and a couple weeks ago, I was listening to your show, just working in the yard, and my phone dings, and it's a message from my 26-year-old son. He says, "Guess who I met?" And a moment later, a picture of him, a selfie with him and Tim Walz. And I'm like going, "Oh my gosh, what was it like?" He says, "I just had a brief encounter with him, told him how great of a governor I thought he was. Can I take a picture with you?" He says, "We took the picture," and he turned to me and he said, "It feels hopeful, doesn't it?" And and I was just like, "My God, I can imagine any of his teachers, the great teachers he had, just having that positivity, that optimism." Yeah. And Tim Walz said, "It feels hopeful, doesn't it?" Yeah. To my son. And I'm like, I wish every 26-year-old in this country could hear that, because I think they're going to come out like crazy for Kamala and Tim anyways. But I just like, this is the type of man he is. And I'm just, I'm so excited. I hope you're right. I'm doing everything I can to make sure this thing just goes over so huge that nobody could say that it's not the will of the American people. Yeah. Thanks for all you do. All the information you give on voter suppression, I'm not hearing it anywhere else. And just keep doing it. We got to get that word out. And thanks again, man.
Thank you. Yeah, good talking to you. Thank you, Doug. Lamont in Indianapolis. Hey, Lamont, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, just quick question. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, quick question. Take it off the air. After Trump loses in November, who do you think will dump him first, the GOP or Melania? Thank you.
Good question, Lamont. I think Melania has largely already dumped Donald Trump. They clearly have not had a, not just a romantic relationship, but even, a normal husband-wife relationship in a long, long time. Certainly since she learned about Stormy Daniels, it appears. But, I think an awful lot is being defined by the terms of their prenuptial. So, you know, and we don't know the details of that. So we'll see where it goes. Vicki in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Vicki, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
I agree that Harris must win, but that's only one of the three branches of the government. Mm-hmm. And the second branch of the government is at Congress. And most issues that the Democrats have are addressed in the Congress through trying to pass bills. And you talk about $6 billion of dark money ready to be dumped to, you know, defeat the Democratic issues. Mm-hmm. And my point being is that there's too many senators and congressmen running that we can individually go ahead and donate toward them. But I found using my Social Security money, I put $200 towards a Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, mm-hmm. and $200 of my Social Security money toward the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committees, because that is two pools of money that they spread over the crucial states that need to have the support. Yeah. And I don't think that, I mean, yes, we need to have the right president, but it won't, we'll be in gridlock again if we don't put money towards the congressional campaigns. And so instead of spreading it out over a few people in our state, I want it to be in big chunks of money where the people that are in charge of the Congress and in charge of the House know where best to spend that money.
Yeah. What about you, Vicki? I generally recommend that people just, you know, donate directly to campaigns and cut out the middlemen. But the DCCC and the SCC? They're great organizations. They, as you correctly point out, they're basically pools of money that are directed, at the wisdom of the leaders of the party to where they think it'll do the greatest good. I don't always agree with exactly where they send their money, but 99% of the time I do. So good on you. Vicki, thank you so much for sharing that. Tom in Winter Haven, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hello, Tom. The reason I'm calling is a guy I walk with, he said that the national debt is going up under Biden, and I told him he was crazy, that it was actually going down, because I kind of keep an eye on that. And that's the reason I called you. I wanted to find out, is our debt actually going up or is it going down?
Yes, it is going up. It's going up by about $1 trillion this year, I believe. The deficit is going down. Now, let's separate these two things. The deficit is how much money we spend beyond what we take in every year. And when Trump left office, the deficit was running $4-5 trillion. I mean, it was just absolutely massive. And the first year of the Biden administration, we were still on Trump's budgets. And Tom, I need you to turn down whatever's in the background. It's making me crazy. And Sean can't pot it down because she's talking to Mark. Thank you. So where was I? Oh, the deficit is the annual, you know, shortfall that we have that gets added to the debt if it's negative, or if there's a shortfall. And like I said, during Trump in the first year of Biden, it was multiple trillions of dollars. It's down to 1-point-something trillion this year, but we're still adding to the national debt. The only presidents so far that have actually reduced the national debt have been Obama, Clinton, and Jimmy Carter since Ronald Reagan.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Sorry that I couldn't support you in your argument with your friend, but the deficit has gone down. In fact, the deficit has been cut almost more than in half, almost to a quarter of what it was. And that's what you should tell me. The annual deficit has gone down dramatically. So the speed with which the national debt is increasing has been slowed down. It hasn't been brought to zero yet. It hasn't gone into reverse, but that's where we're at. Yep. Tom, thanks for the call. Okay. Good luck in your water cooler war there. I appreciate it. Mark in Flushing, Michigan. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you. What's up?
I missed the first part.
Say what?
Mark? Can you hear me now?
I do, yeah. You vanished there for a second. What's up?
Okay. I missed the first part of your talk there about the drug crisis. Did you mention Mark Cuban's fairly recent program?
No, I didn't. This was about pharmacy benefit managers, and I'm pretty sure that what he's trying to do is cut them out of the picture. Am I correct in that, my recollection?
Yeah, he's trying to cut them out of the picture and cut down the slice that the other middlemen are getting.
Yeah, yeah, good on him.
There's an excellent interview. It's on YouTube that they had with him. It's over a half hour long, really good. Yeah. Explains what he's trying to do, why he's doing it, and how he's doing it. And the name of his program is Cost Plus Drugs.
Yeah. The problem with that, and God bless him, you know, and he's going to create some competition, give these guys a little bit of a run for their money, but his he does not have the resources that, you know, $100 billion pharmaceutical companies have. I realize he's a billionaire. And so he's never really going to stop them. I mean, it's going to continue that the pharmacy benefit managers are going to continue ripping us off. The drug companies are going to continue ripping us off. And, you know, what we need to do is have the government intervene. I mean, basically with companies this large, the only force that's really powerful enough to constrain them. And you know, in fact, some have accused Mark Cuban of essentially, you know, kind of whitewashing what's up with the pharmacy industry. I wouldn't go that far. I think he sees actually a business opportunity. He's jumping at it, and God bless him. But, you know, it's not enough. It's just a beginning. Mark, thanks for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. And don't forget, Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us at the top of the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It looks like the guy who was laying in wait for Trump in Florida was actually had a note saying that he was trying to be an assassin. We'll see where this goes. Here on the Tom Hartman program, we really like to streamline everything so we have more time to pay attention to the issues. ShipStation makes this all easier because it's a shipping solution for what you sell online and helps your workflow. I love how it can print the shipping labels and manage orders, saving huge amounts of time. Here's what you need to know. Its easy to use dashboard makes managing orders, smooth label printing, reporting, and customer service easy. You can save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Work less and ship more with ShipStation, the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to give a shout out to Scott from Shorewood, who came by after the show yesterday and dropped off the new Matt Nair on air mascot. He has a friend who has a 3D printer, and they made Elon Musk as Jabba the Hutt. So Elon the Hutt.
You can tell that he grew up the prince of an apartheid king. It's amazing.
I'm sure this won't get us banned from Twitter.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In the heart of the city, out in the countryside, voices need to be heard. There's no place to hide.
Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. And Bill in Brentwood, Indiana. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Brentwood, Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee. Oh, you're
yes,
you're right. I'm sorry. I looked at the T and I thought it was an I. I'm sorry, Bill. Thank you for correcting me. What's up?
I wanted to talk about the concept of positive masculinity. Mm-hmm. I would like to offer you a resource on that subject. The resource is the National Coalition for Men. Have you ever heard of them?
I think so, but I don't know anything about them. So go ahead.
Well, it's basically an organization of men and women who are interested in turning down the heat and affecting a dialogue between the two parties, if you will. And we have a Zoom call every Sunday morning in the Chicago Midwest chapter. Mm-hmm. When I informed my colleagues of the topic of your show today and suggested that they call in, one of the replies was, "Thank you, Bill, but I see an evil subtext to discussions of, quote, positive masculinity, close quotes. The subtext is that, quote, negative masculinity widely exists. I'd like you to tell me, Tom, if from your perspective that is true." And then he goes on, and, quote, positive masculinity is the antidote to negative masculinity. Nobody is referring to femininity being either positive or negative. The discussions of masculinity are also dodging discussions of the issues that affect men, such as the high male suicide rate and the underfunding of prostate cancer. So the National Coalition.
This bill, if I can jump in real quick, this sounds to me like intellectual gibberish. First of all, there is toxic femininity. You see it in the elevation of porn stars as role models for young girls, for example. You see it with these little girls who are in these beauty pageants and contests and things. There are multiple dimensions of negative femininity. But what I would argue is that the principal argument here is the role of man as protector versus man as nurturer or man as supporter. And I would argue that historically, man as protector and man as supporter and companion have been, kind of parallel tracks. They've both been important parts of masculinity. Men are physically generally more capable than women, and certainly at many times in our history that was a big factor, right? And what's happened recently is this, the toxic masculinity is that it embraces the man as protector, and of course the extension of that is man as warrior, right? It embraces that while rejecting the man as defender, as nurturer, as supporter, as partner, and saying, well, that's all sissy stuff. Real men just put on camo and go out and shoot people. And so I think that the whole argument really is a perversion or a distortion, frankly, perhaps unintentionally, of these traditional roles that biology gave us, essentially.
Agreed 100%, Tom. Thank you so much for your exposition there. And again, let me send your producer a link to our Zoom call every Sunday morning. But thanks again for letting me on. I've met you in D.C. for a book signing, and I've been listening to you for a long time.
Well, thank you, Bill. Yeah, and you can always post that link over at in response to today's article over at HartmanReport.com or at Tom.tv, and everybody can see it and get it. So Bill, I got to run. I'm sorry. The music or the talk in the background is kind of blowing up my ear here. But I just I've got 30 seconds here. Just a reminder, by the way, Ro Khanna, Congressman Ro Khanna, the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, will be with us for the entire next hour taking your calls. I have two open lines right now if you want to jump in and get in line for that. And if you're on hold, you will be talking to Congressman Khanna in the next hour rather than me. So if you don't want to do that, then, hang up and call back tomorrow. Anyhow, with regard to just to close out the discussion on masculinity, I really think that we need to be viewing maleness, men, as holistic, as well-rounded. That's the key to the whole thing, I think. And I think that's true of femininity in women as well. And, people want to go their own way relative to those gender roles. That's also acceptable. And as a society, we need to say, that there is a collection of third ways, and they're fine, too. We'll be right back with Congressman Ro Khanna, in all probability, right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. I will start the show and then pass the hosting baton to my friend and ongoing contributor, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. It will be spectacular. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.